Welcome to Wheels World, your wheel overall, powered by 3Gen Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Institute. Every week we'll be coming to you with this podcast addressing current events, sports, and mental health. We hope that you sit down with us and listen to the show and maybe you take some useful information from it. And I hope you're having a blessed one. And away we go. Doing well this morning. I wanted to actually come to you all this morning and kind of give you an update. The reason I haven't dropped a podcast in the past few days is because my laptop is basically a mess. So I'm waiting for some parts to come in and then I'm going to fix it myself, hopefully Sunday. So Sunday you'll get better audio and I'm probably going to drop about, you know, 2 or 3 different episodes trying to catch up a little bit. But I'm on my cell right now, so we're going to do something right now. For everybody who's been listening, I really appreciate it. I see that I'm getting quite a few listens, and I'm hoping that whatever you listen to is helping you. Today I wanted to touch on something for my basketball players, and I'm probably going to entitle it that. When I title it that, just go to show you how tired I really am. But I wanted to have an opportunity to talk to them before the season starts. Kind of just go from there. So, for all my basketball players, there are 3 things I'm going to touch on. And one of those things is that you've done everything you can do up to this point in order to prepare you for the season. Everything that you could have done, either you're out of time, or you have done it, or you're still doing it. But up to this point within the season, the start, you've done everything you can do. So if you put in the work, whatever, it'll show itself. If you skip some stuff, skip some practices, or didn't train enough, it'll show itself also. But if you're a person that's created some great habits and you've put in the work and you still have a regimen of how you're working, then guess what? That will also take you where you're trying to get to. The biggest thing is that have confidence in what you've done. Have total confidence in what you've done. As a result of having that confidence, it will turn into success. I think some of us get too enamored with every particular step in the process and feel like we have to do things perfectly in order to have success. No, you need to do things to the level of completion that you've set forth to have success. It may not be perfect. You know, maybe you didn't hit every single shot you needed to hit. Maybe you didn't score, you know, every single layup in a drill or something. But at the same time, you have to believe in the work you've put in and then have confidence in that. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. You cannot allow a coach to take your confidence or give you confidence, because that's too much of a roller coaster emotionally. You have to have confidence within yourself, regardless if the coach is with you, against you, if the coach is cheering for you, the coach wants to see you successful, you know, whatever. You have to be able to stay even. That comes from the fact that you don't see confidence from the coach. You've already pretty much solidified the fact that I'm good at this game. Whatever they're saying, I'm hearing it, I'm going to process it, but at the same time, whatever, I'm also going to, you know, make sure I may remain confident and be able to take what I'm trying to attack. The second part of that, don't let opportunities pass you by. In the season, you're going to have opportunities or games, you know, that you can possibly, you know, capitalize on something or either build momentum. What I would suggest, take advantage of those. I can speak to when I was playing. I used to post the actual schedule on my refrigerator, and every game I knew who we were playing. And I tried my best to get up for those games and try my best to, you know, capitalize within what I was doing. I think the biggest knock on me is the fact that I like to win. So I'm willing to sacrifice whatever I need to sacrifice within my game on that day for us to win. And sometimes it took me defending the best player, you know, and I did that and I put a scrap on most people. Sometimes it took me scoring, you know, and sometimes I was really on some, I don't care what the coach on today, whoever he put me on, they're not scoring, I'm going for 30. I just am. I'm going to get every rebound that comes off the glass. I'm going to try to get as many steals as possible. I'm going to throw somebody. I'm going to block somebody. I'm going to throw somebody junk on the stage. Like, it's just going to happen. You know, and I play games where I've dominated the game from start to finish. Like, dominated the game. Won, literally, I felt like I won the game. In those games, we'll win by 20, and it'd be games I don't dominate like that, but I do what's required, and we win by 20. So take every opportunity to capitalize on it. You know, if you know you're in a game where you have to do more, be more, then to be that. If you're in a game where you're like, I need to really focus on this one task, if we encounter this one task, we'll be able to get the W, because at the end of the day, winning breeds success anyway. Last piece I'm going to touch on, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to hop out of here, is that block out the outside noise. You can't let the outside noise, or what I like to call the whispers, impede you from performing. Once the ball goes up, once the season starts, block out that outside noise. Come the whispers in your brain about a shot you've missed, or the coach is going to take me out if I don't make this layup. You have to just play the game you love. You have to just play the game you love. You can't be caught up in all the extra stuff. You have to keep it simple. This is just basketball. You've done it since you were 9, 10, 11. You've watched enough games. You've played enough games that this should be easy. And so the reason that it's not easy, because we put external pressure on ourselves, or we allow the outside noise to push in on us, and then we allow that to affect our play. I know it's hard with everybody on social media and reading everything. For some reason, validation through social media is a thing. It's not really validation through what you've done or your play. It's like, you know, I got to get enough likes or whatever, man. Like, but you got to turn that off. You know, when you pop into the season, shut it down. Turn it off. This is your opportunity to really focus and lock in, like, turn it off. When the game's off, you know, you turn back on if you want to, but even then, you have to calm the actual noise down. You just have to. So, going into the season, man, have confidence in what you're doing. You also have to believe that, you know, what you're about to do, you know, is going to breed success. And then last but not least, man, like, block out the noise. You know, I train players a lot. They will tell you, when I'm at a game, I don't do a lot of talking towards them. I just don't. I don't. They'll look for me in the crowd, and I'll, you know, thumbs up or point to my head, like, you know, mental. You know, we have little cues and stuff, but I'm not talking to you. I'm not out here, hey, man, shoot this, do that. Come on, be better. Push up. Nah, because I've gotten in your tail enough. I'm here to watch. It's time for you to perform. It's nothing. It's not about me, which is why I try to be as much of a ghost as I can when I'm at my players' games. I don't really want to be, you know, the center of attention. I want to be off to the side, because I want to allow them to have the moments to grow and have their moments to basically find their successes and being able to trust what has occurred. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping everybody having a great Thursday morning. And I'm hoping that, you know, this podcast doesn't come out too bad, since I'm doing it on my phone. But, you know, if you just stick with me, and I promise you, I'll give you all, you know, more content and even better content. But I had to get on and drop something, because I know people are listening, and I didn't want to let anybody down and making sure that everybody's getting what they need from me. And with that being said, I hope you have a blessed one. I'll catch you in the next one.